We were talking about the word miracle, Darren, and I want to bring out number 1411, and that's the number in the Strong's Concordance, and it's in the Greek, and it means dunamis, force, and power, and we know that. We know that dynamite comes from dunamis, and that's the power and the force of Holy Spirit in our lives. But what I really want to take out, one definition of this 1411, is to be able or make possible. And as you had said in Mark 10:27, with men it's impossible. We can't go with a disease or illness, especially terminal, and ask men to take care of us. There's no way they can. But with God, all things are possible. So one meaning of this word, dunamis, or miracle in the Greek, is to make possible.
Well, I'm glad you covered that, because I want to talk now about the possibilities with God. And I'm glad there are some evangelists that really believe this. There are some people that pray for miracles that really believe this. And I really believe it, but I've got to give a scripture, and that's in Ephesians 3:20, and it says, "Now to him," meaning Jesus, "who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all we ask or think, according to the power that works within us." Mm-hmm. Now, this is a frequent challenge for me, because when I talk to people that come up and they want prayer and they want me to agree with them for something, or they want you, or they want us to agree, one of the questions I have inside my spirit is, how much power do these guys have? How much word are they standing on? How much do they really know that they know that they know beyond any doubt? Well, here's what it says. "Now to him who is able to do," see, Jesus is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all we ask or think, according to the power that works within us.
That's right.
Not within him, but how much have we received?
Yes.
And we receive that by faith.
I just want to just insert right here. Remember years ago, Robert Schuller wrote a book on possibility thinking. And the only thing wrong with that book is it's thinking. It's not possibility believing. And you are interjecting here a concept that we can't think with our natural mind. It's not going to compute. We have got to get deeper into the spirit of believing. Possibility believing is really important here, not just the thinking, because it's beyond all we ask or think. So it's no longer possibility thinking, like Robert Schuller wrote. It's believing.
Well, I have an evangelist friend that will say to the Lord, "Astound me, Lord. I mean, surprise me, Lord. Overwhelm me, Lord." But in Mark 9:23, again, it says, "All things are possible to him who believes." And here a while back, in fact, a month or two ago, the Lord said, you need to move. Because Mark 10:27 says, "With men." Okay. With men, it's impossible. So if it's impossible with man, then I've got to move. So let's visualize this as moving across the street. Let's say on your side of the street where you've been raised, it's full of impossibilities, it's full of accidents, wrecks, sickness, poverty, lack, all this kind of stuff. And you can't get out of that because the ways of your neighborhood won't allow you to do that. But let's suppose that one day you realize that there's not a fence in the middle of the street, that all you have to do is move across the street. Mm. So somehow you move across the street and you find out that that's with God over there. On the old neighborhood, you were with people, and they were thinking and operating a certain way, and mostly in unbelief, fear and doubt, and so on. But now you move over here with God. So the old way of saying, well, with men it was impossible. Yeah, it was, man. Ask me, I know. But now you're over here with God. So you moved over here with God. All things are possible. So if we start having a possibility mindset, I will say that, or we believe that in our heart so strongly, we say, well, there's nothing impossible with God. You're sick, we can pray, God will heal you. Because God can do what is impossible for the guys across the street is possible over here.
Yes.
We got a new identity. We're in a new neighborhood. It's a whole new deal. And sometimes, Barbara, I think it's just that simple. We need to move. And all through the New Testament, it's talking about go ye. Well, maybe go ye means go across the street. Mm-hmm. In other words, go over there where they think differently. Now, in my life, I've been around a lot of poor people. And sometimes, if we could say this community over here is real poor, they just think impossibilities all the time. Well, my kids can't go to college. I can't get the kids' teeth fixed. I can't afford braces. I can't afford a good car. I can't afford. Well, what about the guys across the street?
Well, don't possibilities make us move?
Sure.
I mean, it's action. It has action to do with it. We cannot really serve God and grow up in the Lord without moving, without action involved in what we're doing. And I believe your crossing the street is a really great example. We cannot maintain that old lifestyle, the old habits, all the old patterns, and expect God to do something brand new for us.
Well, I believe sometimes we could almost be this forceful and say, you know something, it won't work over here in the land of impossibility. Now, if you think about that, if it is impossible over here, impossible with man, then it's impossible. All right, but there is a dimension or a place where it does work, where it's possible.
Oh, praise God, yes.
So what if we said, okay, I'm moving. I am moving. I am tired of being around this lack and poverty and sickness all the time and this defeatist thinking, all this negativity. I'm getting out of here. And I have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
See, God gave you a choice. All right, so you activate your will and say, okay, I'm moving. And maybe you don't even tell them goodbye because they're all going to try to convince you to stay where you are. And most of us know what that's like. Oh, it won't work. What do you mean? What are you, some supernatural, self-righteous so-and-so? Why it won't work for you? You know that. It didn't work for your grandfather. I knew your grandfather. It didn't work for your dad. It didn't work for your brother. It didn't work for your uncles. What makes you think it's going to work for you? And they're going to try to destroy your dream. Let me tell you, don't share. It says, don't cast your pearls before swine. Get out of there and move.
That's
You've got
right.
to move over here to the land of possibility. Does it mean that you put these other people down? No. You just stop thinking. And by the way, you're going to have to stop running around with them. You're going to have to stop talking to them. Because you know as well as I do that they're, if you meet them every day for a drink after work, it's negative, negative, negative. It's not happy power. It's happy hour. It's negative hour.
Mm-hmm.
So get out of there and move over here. And you know, when you're around people with abundance, they have abundant health. They have abundant thinking. They think prosperity. They think possibility. They don't think impossibles.
Yes.
They don't think that way.
We need to get all the can'ts and won'ts and didn't and all these words, all the negatives out of our vocabulary, Derry. When we move into the new neighborhood,
right,
we've got to try to become like the neighbors. Who are, yeah. I love this that you taught a couple months ago, to pour possibility power on our needs. We need to be able to pour that possibility power that Holy Spirit has given to us on the needs.
Well, and you do that by taking that one scripture, Mark 10:27. Well, I've got a challenge, Lord. With men, it's impossible. I'm hardly going to whisper that. But over here, with God, all things are possible. I'm going to really get on it. And I'm going to pile that scripture on my need. Maybe it's financial, maybe it's health, maybe it's relationship, maybe it's career, maybe it's opportunities, maybe something else. But I'm going to start thinking in the possibilities. But you know what the real alma mater song is for the people that are in lack?
No.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
If
I coulda done it, I shoulda done it, I woulda done it, you know, all this kind of stuff. And they look back over a lifetime of regret. Hey, folks, you don't need that. You don't need that. Why don't you say, okay, I'm drawing a line on this thing. And I often think about that when people get down toward the end of the year, they start making up all kinds of resolutions. Let me tell you, most of those resolutions are shot down by about the 10th of January because they weren't based in a spiritual decision. It was a mental thing. It was presumption instead of faith. Why don't you say, I'm not going to think impossibilities anymore. I'm going to start thinking of the possible. And I'm going to walk in miracles.
That's right. And I believe, Darren, what we had just taught about the miracles in Mark, as you really need a miracle in your life, you need to sustain yourself with miraculous stories, like we just said. Read them over and over and over again. You need to begin to believe the word. How can you possibly say, well, I just believe the word of God is a historical account, and I really don't believe those stories? You're defeated. You're defeated already. I mean, these stories are building us up in the faith. So, hey, if Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever, then the miracles he performed in Mark are those same miracles he can perform for me today.
Well, now, I've memorized some scriptures that really help me, and I often quote them. And one of these is 1 John 5:14-15. And I had a man come from out of state, and he said, you've got to know this scripture. Memorize it. And he insisted that I memorize it. And he was all over me. Memorize this. Well, here's what it says. This is a covenant. Oh, I love that word. You know, that happens over here in the land of possibility. Think it doesn't happen
Absolutely.
Across the street
oh,
where I used to live.
So right. Good.
This is a covenant which we have before him, meaning Jesus, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. I am a great asker.
Yes, you are.
I learn to ask, and I ask questions. And if I don't get an answer, I ask another question. And I keep going back, and I'll bet you that I'm going to get a trophy when I get to heaven for bugging Jesus.
Well, and for questions. You even ask me after, this is your favorite line. Is this what you want? It's a question.
Well, I
want to
know.
Is this what you want?